Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Got some good news and bad news. I'll give you the good news first. New study found your boring desk job is actually helping your brain as you get older. You bummed out about your boring desk job? It's helping your brain. That's the good news. The bad news is you're devoting all that extra brain power to your boring office job.
Would you consider, this is not a desk job, even though we sit all day.
Correct. It is not.
No.
No.
And I feel like I'm moving somewhat back here.
But it's also like, I feel like with desks, this is the
I gotta reach for stuff every now and then.
But it's very involved. Like you're constantly touching stuff, moving around, changing topics. You know, things are moving.
Yes. I go heat up my coffee every now and then.
And you lift your arms.
Yeah, right.
On occasion to hit a button.
Sometimes I'll adjust a computer monitor or something.
Yeah.
New study out of the University of Cambridge in England, though, found office workers did 3 times better on cognitive tests as they got older than people in more physical jobs. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
The researchers found people with, quote, physically inactive careers did better on memory, attention, visual processing speed, and reading ability.
And is this because they're using their brains?
Yeah, the theory is that desk jobs, even boring ones, are more mentally challenging than physical jobs.
Okay.
And that helps protect your brain from declining. So despite the fact these results go against the common belief that staying physically active means good things for your brain too, this is one that seems to vouch for less physically active jobs.
All righty.
Speaking of the workplace, do you ever find yourself secretly sizing up your coworkers, thinking, I am way better than him. I'm better than her. I'm probably better than her.
Like,
that
better
is a
how?
Bad game to play.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worse than her.
It's not a good, because you when you compare, you lose every single time.
Oh, I'm definitely better than him.
Like, work harder or just better in life?
Probably all of the above. You could probably make a list of things to compare yourself against.
I mean, I work harder at certain things, but I feel like some of you might be winning a little more at life than I am.
How in Lord's name did he get hired?
It depends on how you judge, you know,
winning.
What's better? Right.
Well, according to a new survey, 2/3 of people say they actually enjoy competing against their coworkers and kind of knowing how they stack up. And they think that the competition makes them better at their job. It challenges them. It makes them better. The survey also found 80% of people who have been working at home this year feel like they're just as productive, maybe even more productive at home. They got to be missing that interaction, though, like that healthy competition, you would think.
Yeah.
But
do you feel like you judge the people that work at home? Like, do you feel like you're going, oh, I know they're not working anywhere near as hard as they would be if they were in here?
You know, it's been interesting for me because I've watched Kristen's oldest daughter, who visited for 2 weeks, work from home. And I'll tell you what, like, it is involved, man. I don't know how it is for everybody else, but it is like, I've got a conference call. Now I got a Zoom call. And now we're trying to put out this fire. And there's like 8 million things going on at the same time. It didn't. Well, it looked challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked like she was fully engaged and it wasn't the typical 9-to-5. And I almost think that, and I think a lot of people who are working from home will vouch for this, that there's this mentality now that's like, well, you're at home, therefore you're always at the office and you're always available.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as 8:30 to 5:30 anymore.
That's true, because I remember when we were home, they would call or text at like 5 or 6 in the afternoon, excuse me, because we had that recording equipment. They'd be like, we need you to record, blah, blah, blah. Can you do da, 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 da? You're like, oh, or normally would have had to wait till you came to the studio.
Yeah. She's an analyst and this is a national, multinational company. So, I mean, time zones are
all wacky.
Yeah.
Wacky.
How would you characterize the smell of our work environment?
Ugh. I know it's a little chemical-y these days. Not terrible. But a little.
I actually enjoy it. It's a lovely blend of Lysol and Microban with a Clorox wipe.
Just a hint of Vaseline intensive care.
Well, I do spray like these microphones and stuff. So sometimes when I get just close enough to it, I'm like, I can smell it still.
Remember back in the day, we used to smell like Chinese food all the time?
Fresh linen.
or pizza or
whatever
chicken wings.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever the food was that was brought in the day before.
Last night's booze.
Right. Well, it can be hard right now to find big things to look forward to, things we used to like to do. Vacations, concerts, sports, all the things that aren't happening or at least are seriously different. I don't know. Some people are going on vacation. Kristen's on her way. They're leaving for vacation. They're off to Big Sky, Montana.
Oh boy.
Yep. On the open road. Driving it. So we have to rely on the little things to keep us going. Things like that. A new survey found the top 10 little joys we've been relying on during the pandemic. Seeing someone we love after being apart for a while.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Sleeping in a bed that's just been made.
I like that, too.
A little pleasure. Sure.
The fresh sheet. You guys like that when it feels like kind of a little crisper?
A little crisper. Cleaner. The feeling of sun on our face.
Yes, certainly. A little vitamin D action.
Getting something free. Having some time to ourselves. Hugging someone we love. When was the last time you hugged someone that wasn't in your immediate family?
That's been a while, huh?
Mm-hmm. I did hug someone yesterday. I saw an old friend that I don't even know if I've even seen her this year. I had dinner at her house last night and I was like, are we hugging? Or and then her husband asked me the same thing. Was like, are we hugging? Or like, what's the touch policy?
What are we doing here?
But it was definitely like, turn the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hug.
Finding money we didn't know we had. Score.
Yeah, like that.
Drinking coffee in the morning. Doing that right now.
Lovely.
The feeling after taking a shower. Oh, pair that up with
fresh sheets.
Sleeping in a bed. Yeah, it's just been made. Fresh sheets, yeah.
Like when you come back from out of town and you've been traveling all day. And you take that shower and then get into your own bed.
Your own
bed. Isn't
that
just one of the most glorious feelings ever?
It's pretty good. And then, of course, getting a text from someone that says, you know what? I've been thinking about you.
Aw.
That's nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Take that moment right now and send a, hi, I just wanted to say I was thinking about you text to someone in your phone.
Okay.
Everyone. You, everyone. Hi. Just wanted to say I was thinking about you.
There you go.
P.S. Empty the dishwasher. Just kidding.
That's pretty good.
I sent it to my mom. Who did you send to?
Let me put like a little
heart emoji. Yeah, I did too. Shut the door.
Okay. Who do you think?
Okay, I don't want to ask. Jen?
Sean.
Oh, your bestie.
How is Sean doing? She's still living in Florida?
No.
Oh, she moved back to Illinois?
Yeah, they built a big one. They bought a farm.
Sean is Jen's childhood friend, if you're just joining the show.
Yes, my best friend since I was like 3, the closest thing I had to a sister.
Known each other for years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had to learn how to pronounce her full maiden name and last name for the wedding.
It was a little tricky.
Yep.
Maid of honor. Mm-hmm.
But I did all right.
You pulled it off.
Yeah. Isn't her son like a tennis pro or something now?
He was playing some college tennis for a bit. He no longer is. He's hanging out in L.A. right now working.
Yeah. What does he want to do?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what he's thinking.
So he flew the coop then, huh?
He's 20 years old.
Wow.
When was the last time you talked to Sean before the text this morning?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
My mom wrote, great minds. I was just starting to text you.
Cops in Greensburg, Kansas got a call on Wednesday afternoon after someone spotted a stick of dynamite in a parked car. Boy, people are observant. I would walk by that car 10 times, not even look inside.
Not even take a peek.
Nope. You have a car full of circus clowns I wouldn't notice.
I believe that's
true. I'm the
true.
Worst witness.
Yeah.
Yeah. If something goes down, don't even bother interviewing me. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I bet you could tell him what kind of car it was.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, he might.
Oh. I don't know who was driving or what's inside, but it was a 1982 Chevy Ford Focus with blue headlights.
That was a 78 Chevy Citation. Silver. That was the hatchback. So the police and fire departments rushed to check the scene out, but the dynamite turned out to be a beef stick in a wrapper.
Oops.
Yeah, the cops say the vehicle owner, I guess, removed the suspicious beef stick from the dash. So all is well.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.